Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast for you, where I give you tips and tricks for taking charge of your art business. Seeing January 1st on the calendar is enough to get almost anyone's blood pumping. The thrill of starting fresh, the anticipation of creating new benchmarks and attaining new dreams. Oh, but wait. There's a lot of crap you need to get rid of first. Stuff that might get in your way if it doesn't drive you crazy first. What would it be like if the new year felt truly new? This week's action was first inspired by a previous edition of Rochelle Desbennett Lee's 365 Days of Coaching newsletter. She wrote, "I have what I call a clean slate week before Christmas and New Year's. During this week, I clean my office, clean out files and cabinets, set up new files for the new year, and wrap up any loose ends. I also review my business and marketing plans and update them with my new goals for the new year. And of course, I make a new prosperity board that pictures what my goals and aspirations are for the new year. Doing all this helps me start the new year with a clean slate." With Rochelle's advice in mind, make this week after Christmas or even the next 10 days just for you. Don't schedule outside appointments. This is your time to get straight with yourself. After you've carved out the time, consider the following as good candidates for a good slate cleaning. Your task list. What's been on your list for too long? If you're procrastinating, do you really need to do it? If it's not a definite yes, it's a no. If it is a yes, take care of it. Your studio. What's broken? What materials aren't being used that you could store or give away? What emits negative energy and stifles your creative juices? Filing. Oh, this is a biggie. Get those papers off your desk and off the floor and put them into some kind of system that makes sense. Set up your files for the new year and recycle anything you don't need or could find online. Your mailing list, that poor mailing list you've been neglecting. Take all those names and business cards you've been hoarding and add them to your database. This is so important that I'm offering an entire class on building and taking care of your contacts. Look at Cultivate Your Connections at artbizcoach.com under classes. Your artwork. Complete that piece that you've been neglecting. Your correspondence. Write thank you notes from holiday gifts and send New Year's greetings to those you missed before Christmas. Or if you're like me, send New Year's greetings just because it's different from what everyone else is doing. Your computer. Back up your files and throw out old files you no longer need. Do the same for your website. How are your supplies? Inventory your office and art supplies. What do you need to order that you're running low on? Your personal space. Tying up loose ends doesn't have to be just for your art biz. Creating a more hospitable personal space will help you run your career smoothly. Clean out cabinets, drawers, and closets. Schedule a home pickup for anything you no longer need. Donate and recycle. How about those errands? Tackle any after Christmas returns or supply runs and stock your pantry with staples that make menu planning easier. Know this. Tying up loose ends will give you a fresh start in the new year. Think about this. What will it feel like to tie up all the loose ends that you've been tolerating until now? Do this. Tie up loose ends between now and the end of the year. You probably don't have time to take care of everything on this list, so prioritize. Go through each prompt and write down some of the things you'd like to make happen. Then look at your list and decide what you'll focus on. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might like reading this as much or more than listening to it, go on over to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is delivered to your inbox each Monday morning.